Well, it's been a busy month this. I had a visitor over from Canada on St. Patrick's Day. My dad's cousin from Vancouver, British Columbia. She came over to Dublin first and then spent a few days up in Donegal town. And also in a wee place west of there called Dunkaneely. That's where my great-grandparents came from, who would be this Canadian lady's grandparents. They used to live in a large house next door to the Methodist Church in Dunkaneely. And my great-grandfather, George Gibbon, was a shopkeeper just across the main street from the house. 10 of her 12 children were born in Donegal, but something must have caused them to leave there and move to Lisburn, County Antrim. That's just a few miles south of Belfast, in 1892, including the mother of my Canadian relative. The move must have been a big comedown for the family, from a large house and running a business to a small kitchen house in a narrow street in Lisburn. The children took jobs minding machinery in the local linen mills, or worked as smoothers in the laundry, and my great-grandfather drove a horse and cart for the mills. It's a bit of a mystery why they all upped and left such a beautiful place in Donegal, but maybe someday we'll be able to figure it out. Donegal's a very laid-back part of the world. In fact, a friend of mine from Donegal says they're so laid-back there they're horizontal. There's a Gaeltacht in Donegal, around Gweedore, near Mount Errigal. That's the place to go to if you want to learn the Ulster dialect of Irish Gaelic. Gaelic bands such as Clannad and Altan come from that area too. It's a great place for music. Clannad comes from Clannadore, the clan from Gweedore, with Altan Loch about a mile away. And the father and uncle of the members of Clannad, Leo Brennan, a musician himself, still runs a musical pub called Leo's Tavern in a place called Crawley. You're always sure of a bit of a sing-song when you go there. One visitor to Donegal was a bit bemused by the fact that the pubs there seemed to stay open very late at night, so he asked the barman what time they normally closed at. The publican answered him, usually about the middle of September. We used to stay in Gweedore at a house belonging to some of the Brennan family. Jerry and I arrived down there one Monday night in 1989 at about 10 o'clock in the evening, and Leo came around to remind us how the heating worked and to give us a key. When we settled in, we decided it was still early enough, by Donegal time anyway, to pay a visit down the road to the wee fishing village of Bunbeg. It's just one main street with a narrow road down to the harbour and a great wee pub called Hoodie Beg's Tavern. And sure enough, when we went in, we discovered quite a bunch of musicians tuning up for a music session. So I slipped out to the car and brought my guitar into a bench at the back of the pub, where I quietly tuned it up. I didn't go unnoticed though, for one of the musicians shouted over to me, "Is that a guitar you have there? Bring it on over here and join us." Needless to say, we didn't spend a single shilling in that pub for the rest of the evening. The crack and the music were great, and of course, we didn't leave there till the early hours of the morning. The next day, we took a trip in an open boat out to Gola Island, which is only a mile offshore, though you travel about 3 miles to get there. If you were really feeling adventurous, you could take another boat on out to Tory Island, which is about 15 miles out into the Atlantic. This boat leaves you off and goes back to the mainland again, so you really feel like you're marooned in Gola. People lived there until the mid-1960s, when the Irish government persuaded everyone it would be better to live on the mainland. You can still see the houses there, most of them open for the sheep to wander in and out of, although a few people have returned to the island and have been repairing some of the houses again. There are totally secluded beaches, both sandy and stony, on the island, and even a small lake in the middle. If you ever wanted to really get away from it all, that would be the ideal place to go to. Now, if you go south from Gweedore to Crawley, and then west again around the coast to the small Donegal airport at Carrickfinn, you travel almost full circle and end up opposite Bunbeg again, with only a narrow stretch of water in between you and the Austin Gweedore Hotel across the bay.